Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Maylene Sandiford, student of the UWI Cavehill School for Graduate Studies and Research in Social Work. On this day, January 4, 1823, the Barbadian newspaper carried a proclamation issued by the governor of Barbados, Sir Henry Ward. This proclamation, printed on page 2 of the newspaper, was for the apprehension of an enslaver, John Parry Best, accused of murdering an enslaved man named Cuffy. Cuffy, said to be a hard-working slave of Fairy Valley Estate in Christchurch, allegedly died to a severe flogging ordered by his master, John Parry Best, of the same estate. John Parry Best's description in the proclamation is as follows. Age, 48 years. Height, 5 feet 7 or 8 inches. Complexion, dark. Eyes, small and supposed to be gray in color, and also has a large scar on his forehead. Although a reward of £100 was put on offer for the apprehension of Best, the proclamation revealed that the governor had no reason or information to think that Best had escaped from the island. Subsequently, in the January 8, 1823 newspaper of the Barbadian, highlighted the coroner's inquiry of the accused, John Parry Best, in which several of the witnesses stated that at times, Mr. Best was not always of sound mind and seemed to be deranged at times, possibly due to a procedure he had done as a young boy called trepanation. This was a surgical procedure that involved drilling a hole into the skull to access the brain due to a head injury he sustained. The verdict was unanimous among the jury that the death of Negro slave Cuffy was occasioned by a flogging inflicted on him by the order of his master, John Parry Best, with a cowskin and cat which had a value of 1 penny and who appears to have been laboring under a temporary fit of mental derangement at the time the punishment was so inflicted. The disturbing actions of John Parry Best, which resulted in a warrant for his arrest, was brought to the public's notice by a proclamation by the governor in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, January 4, 1823.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.